Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer the castle. You can conquer the castle. No.
All right, Can't Conquer Carson, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Do you have that copy in front of you, Dan?
I do. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hi to Tyler from Chelmsford.
Hey, good morning, Tyler.
Hey, how you doing? First time, long time.
Love to hear that.
Me too, my friend.
Tyler is on his way to work. He is a manager at the Press Cafe.
Oh, nice. I love it there.
It's so good. I love it. That's why I started working there.
Tyler, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Hey, Carson, can you get out of the studio, please?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Tyler.
Thank you.
Go on, get.
Bye-bye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We are going to give you $100. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cassie turns 40 years old today. She's an R&B singer, but is now probably best known for being a key part of this huge court trial with her famous ex-boyfriend last year. Who is he?
That's a good question.
Three, two, one.
I think it's Alex Fine.
The legendary Dolly Parton passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Yeah. Who does Dolly sing this iconic duet with?
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong?
Kenny Rogers.
And question number three. Dylan Sprouse's Hungarian wife thought he struggled with drug addiction as a teenager because he smoked weed for a few years. Apparently, it is treated very differently in Hungary than it is in California. Mm. Dylan has a twin brother he's acted with since they were kids. What is his name?
His name's Cole.
And question number four. Ryan Gosling is producing a live-action movie about a grown-up Bam Bam from the Flintstones. What is the name of the town the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
And finally, Brian Kelly turns 41 today. Brian Kelly is best known for being in which music group?
Oh, Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly.
Three, two, one.
Isn't it just like the Brian Kelly Music Group or something like that?
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson!
Tyler, what's it like managing the Press Cafe?
It's one of the best things I could say. It's just great people come in all the time, love talking to people, remembering people's names, just, you know, all casual.
Those breakfast burritos are so good.
They're still amazing.
Welcome back, Carson.
I was texting with our boss, Sal, while I was out there.
About?
Don't lose! That's what it sounded like in the text, anyway.
He probably just said hi. Tyler from Chelmsford, 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, nice job, Tyler.
Woo.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Cassie turns 40 years old today. She's an R&B singer, but is probably now best known for being a key part of this huge court trial with her famous ex-boyfriend.
Mm.
Who is that?
Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Diddy is correct.
It's bad when your name becomes a phrase that kids use.
Yeah.
Don't do Diddy.
Yeah, no Diddy.
No Diddy. That's wild.
1-0.
Oh.
The legendary Dolly Parton passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Who does Dolly sing this iconic duet with?
Islands in the
Kenny Rogers.
You dressed up as the man for Halloween.
That'd be tough if I got that one wrong.
Lana, we would be divorced. 2-1. Question number 3. Dylan Sprouse's Hungarian wife thought he struggled with drug addiction as a teenager because he smoked weed for a couple years. Apparently, weed is treated very differently in Hungary. Dylan has a twin brother he's acted with since they were babies.
Yep.
Who is he?
Cole.
Cole Sprouse is correct. 3-2. Ryan Gosling is producing a live-action movie about a grown-up Bam Bam from the Flintstones. What is the name of the town the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make a bedrock girl.
Ooh.
We just harmonized?
We should start a group.
Yeah.
We already have one like that. We already got something going, Lana.
4-3. Question number 5. Brian Kelly turns 41 today. Brian Kelly is best known for being in which music group?
Florida Georgia Line.
That is correct. You're the only one who knows the other guy in Florida Georgia Line.
I like Florida Georgia Line. They're fun.
5-3. Carson gets the win. Tyler, unfortunately, we cannot give you any money, but we do appreciate you calling in, and we have a very cool prize.
Yeah, you just won yourself 4 tickets to go to King Richard's Fair every fall. A kingdom of years between Providence and Boston. Knights, Fire Eaters, and Turkey Legs. You'll need both hands for King Richard's Fair weekend, September 5th through October 25th in Cava.
Cava.
Tickets Justin online.
Kid.
Tickets online at kingrichardsfair.net. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
And Tyler, what do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Tyler, and I can't be Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer the Carson. You can conquer the Carson. No.
Can't be Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England's A Lot to Love event. You can find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hi to Jen from Wareham.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, Jen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Jen, we got a full house today.
I know. I want to come in and hang out with Kaylee and Lana.
Oh, Jen, anytime.
Did you bring extra glasses for me and Dan?
Yes.
No.
No, the rest are for our possible.
All right, I'm leaving.
All right, Jen, please kick Carson out of the studio.
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Jen.
Bye.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100 today. We are not allowed to play for $1,000 when Kennedy is gone because Sal doesn't trust us. Are you ready?
I mean, look at what's happening in the studio right now.
Question number 1, Jen. Kim and Kanye's daughter, Northwest, wants to get a job at Starbucks when she turns 14. Starbucks originated in which city?
Seattle.
Blockbuster made over $800 million in late fees in the year 2000 alone. Are there any Blockbusters left in the world today? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no, but, you know, there might be one, so no.
And question 3. Lainey Wilson celebrated the end of opening for Chris Stapleton on tour by sharing an acoustic cover of his song, Whiskey and You. In Chris's biggest song ever, he sings, "You're as smooth as blank."
Tennessee Whiskey.
The legendary Dolly Parton passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. Lana is very broken up about it.
Very sad.
Finish the hook to one of Dolly's most iconic songs.
Working.
Oh, my goodness. I've heard that song a million times, and I don't know it.
All right. And question number 5. The Glenn Powell starring country music movie The Comeback King will include appearances from Jelly Roll, Miranda Lambert, and Brad Paisley. Glenn Powell starred in a 2025 remake of which 1987 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Terminator is the only one that comes to mind.
Glenn Powell is the Terminator. Okay.
I missed that one.
That would be sick.
You did.
Let's get Carson back in the studio.
I'd watch it.
Welcome back, Carson.
It smells like fun in here.
There's a lot going on in here right now. Jen from Wareham.
Yeah.
Got 2 out of 5.
Cards. Okay. Woo! Nice job, Jen.
A woo for a 2. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kim and Kanye's daughter, Northwest, wants to get a job at Starbucks when she turns 14. You know, a little pocket change.
I mean, I don't hate the hustle.
Mm-hmm. Starbucks originated in which city?
That's Seattle, Washington.
That is correct. 1-1. Blockbuster made over $800 million in late fees in the year 2000 alone. It was just, nobody was returning their videos on time. Are there any Blockbusters left in the entire world?
Yes, one.
That is correct. It is in Bend, Oregon.
Yep.
Well, going to Oregon.
The crunchy granola capital of the world. Of course, they still have a Blockbuster.
I want to go. Dan, can we go?
To Bend, Oregon? Nah.
Nah.
2-1. Question number 3. Lainey Wilson celebrated the end of opening for Chris Stapleton on tour by sharing an acoustic cover of his song, Whiskey and You.
Mm-hmm.
In Chris's biggest song to date, he sings, You're as smooth as blank.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, Dan.
You're as sweet as strawberry wine, Carson. 3-2.
I do love me some Deanna Carter. Wasn't that her name that sang strawberry wine?
Deanna Carter.
Deanna Carter. 90s country, Dan. Look it up.
But you should probably look up her name.
That's a long time ago, Dan. That's close.
Question number 4. The legendary Dolly Parton passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. Finish the hook to one of Dolly's most iconic songs.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Getting by. It's all taken and no giving. When you lose your mind.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, come on.
Dun, 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 dun. 9 to 5.
Oh, Lana, are you going to file divorce papers?
Oh, I just saw her take them out of the bag.
What was the...
It's enough to drive you crazy if
sing
you
it in
it.
Tune.
No, I can't. So I'm...
Yes, you can.
It's enough to drive you crazy.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
3-2 for Carson. The Glenn Powell starring country music movie The Comeback King will include appearances from Jelly Roll, Miranda Lambert, and Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Powell starred in a 2025 remake of which 1987 Schwarzenegger flick?
Running Man.
It was good, too.
I didn't hate it.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, not bad.
4-2. Carson gets the win.
Ooh,
Jen,
those were tough, Jen. You did great.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. We cannot give you the $100, but we appreciate you calling and hanging out with all of us today.
Yeah, Jen, you're fun.
Thank you. Oh, thanks.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I am Jen from Wareham, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can conquer Carson.
You can conquer Carson.
Can't Be Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love event is here. Find yours at subaruofnewengland.com. Carson, say hi to the whole family.
Oh, hello, fam.
Hi, Carson.
So if I have the dynamic correct, it is Nick, the husband, Shannon, the wife, and Lucy, the 10-year-old daughter.
All right. What's up, Lucy?
Hi.
What are you guys up to this morning?
Going for a home inspection.
Oh.
Ooh.
Lucy finally buying a house? 10 years old. Time to get your own spot.
She's ready.
Respect the hustle.
I don't know what the interest rates are for 10-year-olds, but... Can you all kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, please leave the studio.
Yes, of course. Good luck, Nick and Shannon and Lucy.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you all ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Northwest wants to get a job at Starbucks next year when she turns 14. True or false? Northwest is the middle child out of Kim and Kanye's 4 kids.
False.
And question number 2. Halsey just announced a concert film called The Girl in the Tower that's set to start streaming on YouTube tomorrow. Halsey featured on which Chainsmoker song that spent 12 weeks at number one in the country?
Pass.
All right, question number three. Jody Sweetin and her husband sleep in twin beds pushed together, and they each have their own covers. That's weird.
I heard this very popular nowadays.
Jody Sweetin rose to fame playing which Full House character?
Middle one. Stephanie.
Was that Lucy?
Yeah.
Lucy, let's go, girl.
Smartest one in the family. Question number four. The legendary Dolly Parton passed away at 80 years old yesterday, unfortunately. Dolly's song, I Will Always Love You, was covered by Whitney Houston in which 90s movie?
Bodyguard.
And question number five. Rumor Willis underwent genetic testing because of her father's dementia and a history of breast cancer in the family. Who are Rumor Willis's two parents?
Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
That was fast. You're much quicker than Kennedy.
Am I?
You got long legs.
Yes. Nimble.
Just anxious, I think.
I'm quick.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Nick, Shannon, and Lucy from Worcester got 4 out of 5.
Oh,
yeah, they nailed
it. Coming for my neck.
It was a real group effort. They all answered at least one.
I'm sure.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be, Dan.
Northwest wants to get a job at Starbucks next year when she turns 14.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, Northwest is the middle child out of Kim and Kanye's kids.
False.
That is correct. She's the oldest, right?
Sure is.
All right, 1-1. Halsey just announced a concert film called The Girl in the Tower that is set to start streaming on YouTube tomorrow.
Okay.
Halsey featured on which Chainsmokers song that spent 12 weeks at number one?
Is that Closer?
It sure is. 2-1 for Carson. Jody Sweetin and her husband sleep in twin beds that they push together, and they each have their own separate covers and sheets.
Genius. That's why they've been happily married for so long.
Jody Sweetin rose to fame playing which Full House character?
Jody played. Oh.
Lucy knew this one, by the way.
Yeah, hold on.
In the back seat, you just heard her say it.
What was the show again?
Full House.
Full House. She played Becky.
Oh.
She played Stephanie.
Lucy
knew that one.
Wow.
2-2.
Nice job, Lucy.
The legendary Dolly Parton passed away at 80 years old yesterday. Dolly's song, I Will Always Love You, was covered by Whitney Houston in which 90s movie?
The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard. I watched that for the first time last weekend.
Holds up.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner has more hair now at 70 than he did in 92, though. That's interesting.
Big mistake. Huge.
3-3. The last question.
I love that scene.
You need
huge.
You need to get this right.
Okay.
Or you will be ceremoniously defeated and lose Sal's money. Rumor Willis underwent genetic testing because of her father's dementia and a history of breast cancer in the family. Who are Rumor Willis's two parents?
That is Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Well, Carson does not want you to have anything nice in your new home. Unfortunately, he sneaks out the win, 4-4.
I answered so quickly, too. I should have fumbled the bag. I should have lost.
Nick, Shannon, Lucy, we appreciate you guys calling in, and congrats on the new house.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Carson?
We're Nick, Shannon, and Lucy, and we can't conquer Kevin.
I love Lucy.
They called you Kevin.
That's close enough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.